I just recorded a quick episode here with an update Amazon put out yesterday regarding shipping times into Amazon. If you've already seen or heard this, then this may just be duplicate information. Otherwise, basically, I kind of break down the update of what they sent out. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'm your host, Liron Hirschkorn, and the podcast is brought to you by IncrementumDigital.com, which is our sponsored ads agency where we help you grow your sales on Amazon using the power of Amazon advertising, video ads, DSP, ASIN targeting, and display ads. Enjoy this quick update, and I'll see you on the next episode of the E-Commerce Mindset Show. So I wanted to record this quick episode to you with an update on Amazon inventory limits for the upcoming holiday season. Amazon sent out an email yesterday that, I think a lot of sellers are not happy about with inventory limitations. And here are some of the things you should know and what you can do about it. So the first thing is, if you have an IPI score of 500 or less by August 16th, you're going to be limited to the amount of inventory that you can send in. You're going to have inventory restrictions. There are some things you could do. Obviously, you can move your inventory faster, try to improve your score by then. You can also delete listings. Deleting listings, old listings, listings of products you don't sell anymore, anything you have in your inventory, if you delete those listings, it can actually help improve your score. So you may want to actually go in and clean up if you have older products that you're not selling anymore, clean up and delete those listings. Amazon also announced that there will be, potential limitations on sending products in. They want to make sure all sellers have the opportunity to get products into, Amazon's warehouses. And what you should do is set up and have in place the ability to do merchant fulfilled or seller fulfilled Prime by, fulfilling yourself or using a third party warehouse that will help you do that. Looking into those options now, if you haven't set them up, I think is smart. I think a lot of sellers already looked into those options during the beginning of the pandemic when Amazon, was only taking in essential items and shipping items, otherwise very delayed. But if you haven't, then having a 3PL sort of backup and being able to merchant fulfill as a backup this Q4, I think will be critical. There's also limits for new ASINs on the amount of units that you can send in. I believe I saw it was 200. So, that may affect, how you do your launches and, the ability again to send in a mass amount of inventory into Amazon at once. But, being aware of this and knowing how you could take action now and get ready, I think the biggest takeaway is to try to improve your IPI score before August 16th and sell through inventory, delete listings, and get a third-party warehouse in place or be able to merchant fulfill, I think is going to be critical for success in the fourth quarter. Just wanted to come on here and share this update with you in case you haven't seen it. And I think this will be the best Q4 in the history of sales on Amazon this year, 2020. So lots of opportunity. Just need to know how to plan ahead for it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I will see you on the next episode of the E-Commerce Mindset Show. Thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying the podcast, please share it with a friend or post it on social media. I would greatly appreciate it. And thanks again for listening. I'll see you on episode 27 of the E-Commerce Mindset Podcast.